Lord Jesus, on this wonderful day, we want to praise your holy name.
Nkosi Jesu, ngalolu suku lwesimanga kangaka, sithanda ukudumisa nokuphakamisa igama lakho.
Indeed, the grave is empty and you have arisen and you are alive.
Ngokweqiniso, ithuna livulekile alinalutho ngoba wena uvukile ekuphileni.
And that we can live with you and you in us. How can we appreciate such a miracle?
Nkosi ukuthi wena uphile phakathi kwethu nathi sibe kuwena. Nkulunkulu lokho kwisimanga singakanani esimele ukuthi sisimukele.
Please be with us and reveal your power to us today.
Nkosi siyacela ibakanye nathi. Veza amandla akho phakathi kwethu.
We ask it for your name's sake and to the glory of your holy name.
Siyakucela lokhu Nkosi ngenxa yegama lakho nokudumisa nokuphakamisa igama lakho.
Amen.
Amen.
Itext lethu silthole encwadini yokuqala kwabaseThesalonike. Kusukele vesini isahluku sesihlanu ivesi lesithu.
Ons tekstvers is uit 1 Korintiërs hoofstuk 5 en vers 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 6.
Abanye bangathi hawu ngosuku lokuvuka kuka Jesu bese kufundwe kwabase Korinte ingangifuna uMathewu noMarko noLuka noJohane khulume ngabe sifazana bebethuneni manje kukanti ungafundwa na ngelinye nelinye itexti ngosuku lokuvuka.
Some might say, we would expect you to read from one of the Gospels, reading about the woman who went to the tomb and found it empty. Why then is it possible that one could also read from a different text?
Akukuhle ukuzibonga kwenu. Anazini ukuthi imvubele encane ibilisa inhlama yonke na?
Your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough?
Kiphani mvubele ndala ukuze nibe inhlama entsha. Njengalokhu ningabangena mvubelo.
Get rid of the old yeast that you may be a new batch without yeast as you really are.
Ngokuba nelithi Pasika lihlatshiwe elinguKristu.
For Christ, our Passover lamb has been sacrificed.
Njalo ke masigubhe umkhosi kungabi ngemvubelo endala, kungabi ngemvubelo yokushinga neyobubi, kodwa kube ngesinkwa esingenamvubelo sobuqotho neseqiniso.
Therefore, let us keep the festival, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with bread without yeast, the bread of sincerity and truth. I'd like to speak about 3 points here. That what does the risen Christ say to us today? And then secondly, we have Christ, our Passover lamb that has been slain and sacrificed. And then thirdly, about sincerity and purity and cleansing us. The first point contains sorrow. Can we be sorrowful concerning this first day?
Pointless, merely, ukuthokoza kwethu.
Secondly, the second point, our joy.
Pointless tattoo, ubungcwele bethu.
And thirdly, our sanctification.
Namhla ke kuusuku lokuvuka.
Today is the resurrection day of our Lord.
Tina majalmani sikubiza ngokuthi sihlaba umkhosi we Osten. Osten.
We Germans call it Easter, that it's the festival of Easter.
O-S-T-E-R-N. Osten. Wir feiern Osten. Das uns fies. Osten. In Engels het hulle ook daar die woord Easter. Has got nothing to do with the Easter rabbit, Easter bunny and Easter eggs. But it's Easter. Ngiyatabuka ngesiZulu angilitholi igama le-Easter. Yebo, abantsundu bathi ama-Easter. Soka ama-Easter. Ama-Easter holidays.
Now I'm sorry, I couldn't find any similar word in the Zulu language that compares to that word in German, Osten, and in English, Easter.
Ek het ook in Afrikaans gesoek. Wat is Osten? Pas, naweek, pasdag. Ek stel voor, as daar geen woord vir Osten is, dat julle Afrikaans sprekendes een nieuwe woord sal skep. Vir Osten.
Gisho nange sipunu, ikamele njalo, angiltolanga, umalinge ekho ngempela, kushuthi ngaba kushuthi amabhunu, aqambe linye igamele njalo.
Julle weet mos, Afrikaans bestaan uit 70% Hollands, 20% Duits, 10% Frans. Nou, miskien is daar een woord, Osten, Easter. As daar geen is nie, so bykie huiswerk, ons wil een nieuwe woord hee in Afrikaans. Osten, in Duits. Wat beteken Osten?
Hierdie
feest in Duits is Osten feest. Wat beteken Osten?
Kuchazukchini, lomkosi, es ingati umkosi ka Osten.
Was sagt ihr Deutschen? Was bedeutet Osten? Wir feiern Osten. What does that word Easter mean? Has it nothing to do with a bunny? With Easter eggs? Easter means Osten, Sonnenaufgang.
That means kushukuthi kuchaza ukuphakama kwelanga, ukuphuma kwelanga. It means the sunrise.
Afrikaans.
Sonopkoms.
Dis Osten.
Iloko kuchaza ilelo gama.
Lolo suku lwa namhlanje, ngingathi mhlawumbe, is usuku oludlula zonke izinsuku esikhona.
This day surpasses any other day that exists.
Kukhona ukuzalwa kwaJesu.
There is the birth of Jesus.
Kukhona iPasika.
There is Easter or
Kukhona ukufa kwaJesu.
Passover, there is the death of Christ.
Kodwa usuku oludlula zonke izinsuku ukuvuka kwakhe.
But the day which surpasses any other day is the resurrection of Christ.
Noma uJesu befikile emhlabeni ulusuku olukhulu kabi, uma kade engavukanga bekuzoba yizeleze.
Even though that day when Christ was born was a great day, but if he hadn't risen from the dead, would it all have been in vain?
Ukufa kukaJesu into enkulu kabi, kodwa uma kade engavukanga bekuzoba yizeleze.
The death of Christ on the cross, that was a great event. But if Jesus hadn't risen from the dead, it would all have been in vain.
Hallelujah.
There wouldn't have been a hallelujah.
Usuku lokuvuka ilona usuku lukhulu.
But his resurrection is the greatest day.
Lapho uJesu ezalwa, angazi ukuthi kwabakhona inosele ezulwini. Izulu belila emhlabeni.
on the day Jesus was born. I don't know if there was any angel, anybody who remained in heaven. I'm sure they were all there witnessing it. I presume heaven was empty on that day. They were all here on earth. For there was a great multitude of heavenly hosts that were there proclaiming this message to the angels that a child is born. And even though it was pitch dark, it was during the night, it shone, it was radiant all round about them because of their appearance and speaking. No angel wanted to remain in heaven with such a great event taking place on earth. They wanted to be there witnessing it, even though they had no room for them there in the end. They said, we want to be there, O God, and speak about this great event. And once again, at the resurrection of Christ, the same thing happened again, where they were present here on earth. The angels in heaven said, we can't but be there at such a great event, at the resurrection of the Son of God and His conquering, Him having the keys to life and death. We need to be there. Some angels stood at the entrance to the grave. Some angels came and they rolled that great stone, which was like a big wheel, which weighed, some say, maybe 3 up to 5 tons. They rolled that away and they cast it to the side.
That's right. I don't think they rolled it. They just took it and threw it there.
Some angels sat there where his head was in the
grave.
Some sat at his feet side. Read your Bibles and you'll find that. Those that sat on the stone, their clothing was radiant like lightning. Oh, it was a great event. And the angels came down to celebrate that, the resurrection of Christ.
Triumphant.
And then it came, the one who triumphed, Die Held von Gott, die Held von alle Helden. He who has the keys, they came to worship him.
Ngoba lapha isidumbu sakhe njengayizolo bekuthuli isidumbu siphakathe thuneni. Kodwa umoya wakhe wehlela phansi umphefumulo wakhe wehlela phansi esihogweni wangena esihogweni wabuya nokhiye wesihogo waphuma ethuneni ephethe nokhiye wokufa. Hey bo, na indaba enkulu ayizekeki. Sidinga ilimi sezingelozi ukuba sichaze le ndaba engachazeki eyisimanga yezimanga.
For even though the body of Christ was there in the grave, but his spirit went down,
and his soul,
went down into hell, into the depths. And there he took the keys of hell, and he came up with the keys of death. And when he arose,
keys of hell first.
He had the keys of hell and the keys of death. Oh, great is this matter, so great that we need the languages of angels to explain it and express it. Because it says, O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your sting? For Christ has overcome it.
Where's your victory? Kufa. Kupu ngoba kwakho. Lupu dos lwakho. Ngobile iqhawelethu. Uye lo uthi bengifile kodwa sengiyaphila.
He is the one who said, I have died, but now I live.
Can you blame the heavenly Hirsharen? What's that heavenly in hosts. English?
Heavenly hosts.
The heavenly hosts. That they came down. Heaven came down to have part in the greatest event that ever could take place on this planet and all planets in the world.
Ungabasola yini lezi zengelosi naleli qhuqaba lezi ngelosi beliza lifuna ukuba khona kule kulokho kwenzekile emhlabeni okudlula konke kwake kwenzeka emhlabeni wonke jikelele naku yonke imhlaba ekhona.
Lapho uJesu esemzimeni engadini yaseGetsemane ecela iy'thenjwa zakhe ey'ntathu ukuba zimphelezele, zimnxusele, zimkhulekele, zafikelwa ubuthongo, zalala. Hayi, izulu labuka labuka lathi qha elinye lezingelozi lehla lamqinisa. Manje uma isenqobile nokunqoba zehlingelozi. Hey, kuhlupha ngoba sibona okwenzekayo lapho singaboni khona thina ngamehlo enyama.
There in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus was sorrowful unto death, he had asked his three most trusted disciples to be with him, to pray with him, to support him in that hour of sorrow. And they became drowsy. They fell asleep. And one angel couldn't contain himself, and he went down to strengthen Jesus. And so when Jesus conquered, they were there. They wanted to be there to witness that which happened when their hero overcame.
Akekho noyedwa umuntu owasondela wathi hawu Nkosi, phikelela, qinisela Nkosi. Sekuseduze lapho uye khona, noma kumnyama bhuqe, noma kunzima, phikelela Nkosi, uyonqoba nokunqoba. Hayi, sindwa amehlo, kungathi abalalanga ebusuku.
It's just so troublesome that we do not see that which happens in the unseen world, in the spiritual world. But there, when Jesus was in the garden, no human came to support him and to comfort him and to say, oh Lord, even though it's difficult, persevere, go through with it. There was no one that stood with him.
There are
eyes were heavy, full of sleep. Oh, it troubles. It's terrible when you are called. And you know that you are called. But you are not there where God has called you to be. You are somewhere else. Your eyes heavy with sleep.
What a great tragedy if you know you are called. Or maybe you're not conscious of it. You are called to a task, to do something. You're getting older. Gray hairs. Sheep. The Zulu says, sheep are coming on your head. And you are not there where you're supposed to be. What a tragedy. May God grant that you won't die there.
Get
but before you die, you get back to the place where you ought to be.
Mongeko lapho ubizelwe khona sekhuba izimvu ekhanda kodwa huko lapho kudike ukuthi ube khona maye kuwe kwangathi uNkulunkulu ngakusiza kulekelele ukuthi buyele endaweni yakho ungakafi.
This need a tragedy need. That's a scandal. As a Christian need daar is waar hy moet wees nie. En jy weet God het vir jou geroep. God het vir jou gestuur. Maar jy is besig met ander goed. En met ander dinge, hoe sal jy bestaan voor hom, as jy nou voor hom staan, die dag van oordeel?
Ek taboe gies in jokpela, God to goel iets lazo, oma wena, o pisne zinye zinto, pezuwe zinye zinto, ungeko lap, unkulunkul ak bizele kona, o zome ganjani, pami gubuso bake, ngosugu lo katulela na.
Zabo shiwe nga maketa nga satan, zabo shizono, uzahlele phezu kwezono awukayihlambulula ukayilungisa indaba yakho kanti kufanele ukuthi qashuke izibopho khululeke uqhube indaba yezindaba yasezulwini yakuthinta izingelosi zathi hayi ngeke shiyeke nathi siyoba khona.
You are bound with chains of hell and of sin. And Jesus came to set you free. But until now, you're still continuing in your life of sin. Unconfessed sin. Those chains should be broken. And you should have come for them to be broken. To be snapped to pieces. And that you then proclaim this message above all other messages. And the angel said, we want to be there.
Austin. Upagama. Upuma kwelanga.
Easter is the rising of the sun.
Kusho ukuthi lapho ilanga liphuma ngalolu suku lokuqala evukile uJesu kukhanya uphumele kwakuse emhlabeni lavukilanga lamalanga lavukilanga lona lodwa laphakade lizokhanya ngaphezu kokukhanya kwelanga. Ukube ekukhanyeni kwakhe sikubona ukukhanya thina.
And so when the sun came up on that day of resurrection and it brought daybreak, at the same time the sun, the eternal sun, arose to bring us light so that in his light we may see the light.
Ilanga laphakade laphuma lavela.
The eternal sun arose and appeared.
Kwintokozo njalo kimi uma ngizwa umfowethu uLokhoza oyimpumputhe uMandla Khwela elanda indaba akekho la usenkonzweni.
It's always a blessing to me when our brother Mandla Khwela shares.
Efunda ngeminwe yakhe. Efunda incwadi kaIsaya. Abayi kudinga ukukhanya kwelanga. Abayi kudinga ukukhanya kwenyanga. Ngoba inkosi iyakuba ukukhanya kwabo.
He's blind, but it's such a blessing to me when he shares concerning his life. When he read there in Isaiah, when God spoke to him through his word, that they won't need the sun, the light of the sun, or the light of the moon, for he will be their light.
Kwasa, kwaphumilanga laphakade, elingena kucima futhi, lyokhanya ingunaphakade. Belicimile, belifile, kodwa ekufini kwakhe wasebenza waphuca isihogo iyikhiye zakhona wabambana nokufa wavuka ephethe izikhiye.
The eternal sun arose and came up, never ever to be extinguished again. He had been extinguished, he had died, he went down to hell, and there he wrestled with the forces of hell, and he came up victorious, coming out with the keys to death and the keys to hell. He conquered hell. He conquered death. He conquered sin. He conquered Satan.
Oh, uthini? Uthini? Ngekhawe lethu elalifile kodwa manje livukile ilanga laphakade amajalmani asuke athi Osten ukuphuma kwelanga amangisi athi Easter sunrise the sun has come up the eternal sun. And if that wouldn't have happened, ngasilahlekile, dan so uns almal vandag sonder hoop en sonder lewe, sonder sonskyn wees. Heige, Easter, Osten, Sonnenaufgang, selig pumele lelo langa.
Sunrise, has that sun risen in your life?
Mr. Salman, but erlebt. Hast du das erlebt?
And in German they say, he lives. And when you combine those two words, it makes the word experience. Have you experienced that?
He lives. Erlebt. And then you say, hast du das erlebt? Have you experienced it? That he lives. In every language, you get some wonderful shades of meaning.
Kuzo zonke izilimi khona okushoyo kahle kakhulu ngalolo limi.
Ngisho nasesijalmanini. Even in German. The Germans are not like other people.
I'm a German, I'm a Banyaband.
They've got different manners, different ways. When I've had a row with my wife and somebody visits me, then I'll greet him. I've just had a row with my wife. You English speaking people, Afrikaans, would you do such a thing? There's no way to it, sir. So I say. Of my vrouw was dood. Julle sou dit nie sê nie. Goeie Afrikaners. Dis hoekom my dogters gesê het, papa, jy moet nie traurig wees. Nie treurig wees nie. As ons met Afrikaans sprekende stro, hulle is baie beter as die Duitsers.
Ama Jalman, uma gabe, uba bagate ekabane no mama, sekufike isivakashi.
Since you're born, I'm going to go to the house. sobona ukuthi banihloboni.
Now we'll have to see, because the last two are getting married to Germans, and we see what they are like, those sons-in-law.
AmaJalimane awazi amasu. Abawazi amasu. AmaJalimane amasu azik.
The Germans are just straightforward, blatant. They don't know how to put something discreetly.
Uma uti isu atamanga lawo.
And if you want to put something discreetly, then they say, those are lies. You're lying.
Kushuguti. Yebo, kukhona masu. Kodwa namanga akhona. Ngesinye isikhathi onsundu vele akhuluma amanga nje ahlaza. Besathi isu. Hayi amanga lawo.
Well, there is a distinction between being discreet and lying. Sometimes the Zulus will speak green lies, and then they say, no, we're just being discreet. No, those are lies.
Kodwa masu, umoyo ngwele, umoya wa masu.
But the Holy Spirit is also the spirit of wisdom.
Ura Rahab wafihla izinceku zenkosi liphezulu befuna ukuyibulala. Ngamasu wasindiswa ngakho.
Rahab hid those spies from Israel, the Lord's children. She hid them away and she protected them through wisdom, and they were saved, and she as well.
U-Abraham wafihla umkakhe wathi udadewethu, but ubeqamba amanga, kanti bekudadewabo ngempela uHaf.
Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, that she was his sister, and in that way he protected or hid her. And some say, well, he lied. No, that was the truth. She was his sister. She was his half-sister.
She was as much his sister as his wife. Don't tell everybody just everything. If you go to the toilet, you close the door. You needn't expose your nakedness. But to the Europeans, that has gone lost.
Ungahambi nje uvezele noma ubani konke ngokwakho. Ngoba uma uvele endlini esithekile, uvala isiqapha, abavezeli ubunqunu bakho.
Iqhawe lethu linqobile usuku olukhulu lolu. Olukhulu uvukile, liphumile ilanga, lixosha ubumnyama. Leli langa elinguJesu likhanyisa wonke umhlaba jikelele. Leli langa lasemhlabeni likhanyisa uhafu womhlaba. Uhafu ngaphansi komhlaba kumnyama manje balele ukuthonga.
On Easter, Christ arose, the eternal sun, bringing light to everybody. This physical sun which we have only gives light to half the earth. The other half of the globe is in darkness, but Christ brought light to everyone.
Leli langa likubonisa isihlahla, isiqu, amagatsha, amaqabunga, kodwa uJesu ubonisa ukuvezela konke uze ubone nempande yesihlahla.
And this light only shows you that which you can see on the outside, the leaves and the trunk of the tree. But the light of Christ exposes everything, even the very roots of that tree.
No mama impande zingaphansi kwedwala, ukukhanya kukaJesu kuyakhanyisa. Kuvele konke akukho kufihliweyo kulokho kukhanya kukaJesu.
Even though those roots might go under a rock, but the light of Christ reveals even those. There is nothing hidden before him that is not revealed.
Hayi bekuse amazwi esingeniso la wangaqali ngama point ami omathathu.
Now these were still just words of introduction. I haven't yet started with my 3 points.
Songikhuluma njengonto izodlo.
Now I'm speaking like Nonto yesterday.
angilibele angikhohli ukuthi ngathi ngizozama kube kufushane sengiyayeka isingeniso isingeniso nje yalentshumayelo kungaba intshumayelo esuka ku A izifike ku Z.
Now, I haven't forgotten my promise of yesterday that I'm going to try and attempt to make it shorter. I'm stopping now with my introduction. I could still continue on that and preach a whole sermon from A to Z.
That was just the introduction. Now to the first point.
I guess he is a puzwin lokal. What does Jesus say to us on his resurrection day?
Kule text.
In this text.
We are sola. Kuluma ogusdabukisayo, oguskhalisayo.
He reprimands us, saying that which breaks one's heart.
Akukuhle ukuzibonga kwenu.
Your boasting is not good.
Anazini ukuthi mvubele ncane ibilisa inhlama yonke na?
Don't you know that a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough.
Kipani mvubele ndala ukuze nibe inhlama entsha.
Get rid of that old yeast that you may be a new batch without yeast.
Sikhupha lo mkhosi we Austin ukuphuma kwelanga. Kodwa unkulu uJesu uthi, hey, akukuhle ukugupha kwenu.
We are celebrating.
Kipani angakhiphi imvubele ndala. Yone ngabilisa yonke inhlama.
We are celebrating the resurrection of Christ, Easter, and Jesus says, your celebration is not good. You haven't yet got rid of that old yeast.
Kuyinto edabukisayo, into eqhumisa inhliziyo, uthi ugubha lo mkhosi wokuvuka kukaJesu, kanti sekhona imvubelo endala kuwe.
That breaks one's heart. That you celebrate the resurrection of Christ, and yet there is still of the old yeast in your life.
UPaulu besola kabi ibandla lase Corinth.
Paul reprimanded the church of Corinth very harshly.
Wakhuluma ngamazwi alukhuni.
He spoke hard words to them.
Athi nonile kakhulu ungena indlela.
He said, you have sinned grossly.
Ngani na?
Why?
Bebe febile na?
Did they commit adultery?
Kha.
No.
Bebile na?
Did they steal?
Kha.
No.
Bebe kamba manga na?
Did they tell lies?
Kha.
No.
Pho ubasoleleni.
So, why did he criticize them?
Ngenxa yento eyodwa phakathi kwebandla bekhona ipheya. Indoda nowesifazane ababefeba.
Why did he find fault with them? It was because in the church there was one pair, a man and a woman, that were living in immorality.
En hulle het dit geduld. Hulle het nie gesê, nee, broer, ons kop jou uit. En sister, so iets kan ons nie in die gemeente van God duld nie. Nie hulle het hulle oë net toegemaak.
Wat begin
hulle? Hulle het bek gehou.
Wat val umlomo wabo ngakho? Bakuvumela ngamanye amazwi. Abashonge ukuthi mfethu nodadewethu asikwazi ukuvumela into enje ebandleni likaNkulunkulu. Babakhahlele, babakhiphela ngaphandle. Baval umlomo.
The healers. Gemeente was skuldig voor God, omdat daar twee mensen was onder hulle, wat nie getrouwd was nie, maar hulle het saam gelewe. Hulle het gesondig voor die heilige God.
Ibandla lonke likaNkulunkulu lali necala, ngoba babekhona abantu babili, ababemahlalisana ebandleni, bephile ekuphingeni, bengashadile, babenecala phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu ibandla lonke.
Bekibitile sebe solwa bonke uJesu vukile use sole bonke ukuthi hey anazi yini ukuthi imvubele encane ibilisa yonke inhlama kungenzeka kanjani umuntu ofebayo nimvumele ebandleni
And Jesus, the risen Lord, found fault with them and said, don't you realize, don't you know that a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough?
Siyafunda kuso lesi sahluko iverse ka 11 kepha manje nganilobela ukuba ningahlangani nomuntu obizwa ngokuthi ungumzalwane uma isifebe noma engohahayo noma engokhonza ithombe noma isithuki noma isidakwa noma engumphangi ningase noku ningaze nidle nokudla nonjalo.
In the same chapter, verse 11, we read, but now I'm writing you that you must not associate with anyone who calls himself a brother, but is sexually immoral or greedy, an idolater or a slanderer, a drunkard or a swindler. With such a man, do not even eat.
Umuntu obizwa ukuthi umzalwane kanti uyahlambalaza, ukhuluma kabi, usola iqiniso. Bese wena, umthande, umnike isikhundla, umnike indawo ebandleni. IBhayibheli lisho ukuthi ungadli nokudla nonjalo.
A person who calls himself a believer, a brother, but he's a slanderer, speaking evil of the gospel and of the truth, and you give that person a position, and you are friends with that person, the Bible says, don't even eat with such a person.
And you're adultery person and you're a minute. Dan vrae Here, weet julle nie dat 'n sonde so suur deeg is? Dit gaan deur die hele ding.
Beseke, niyambekezelele umuntu onjalo phakathi kweni. Inkosi Jesu ithi, anazi yini ukuthi imvubele encane ibilisa yonke imhlama na?
Bese uthi akukuhle ukuzibonga kwenu, besibonga singabazalwane, singabazalwane. Singabazalwane iBhayibheli lithi ohamba kabi ongahambi ngokufaneleyo ningadli nokudla njalo nonjalo.
And the Lord says your boasting is not good, and you say we believers, we Christians, you boast about that. And Jesus says one who walks in that way, don't even associate with that person.
Umuntu asukathi hayi fanele ukuthi siveze uthando. Uthando. There's a verdraaide liefde. There's a helse liefde. God haat sonde.
A person
en as iemand sê, ek is 'n Christen, ek is wedergebore, ek is 'n kind van die Here, en hy is sondig. Hy leef nie die sonde. Die Bybel sê, jy mag nie eers met hom eet nie. Hy praat nie van die buitestaanders nie. Van die ongelowiges, jy kan met hulle gaan, maar nie met iemand wat sê, ek is gewas in die dierbare bloed van Jesus, ek is 'n kind van die Here. Jy mag dit nie doen nie.
Uthando lunjalo, luyisigwegwe, luvele esihogweni. IBhayibheli lithi, ungahlangani nokuhlangana nomuntu onjalo, osibiza ngokuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu, uhlanzwe igazi lenkosi. Angi akakhulumi ngabantu bangaphandle kodwa laba abazibiza ukuthi bahlanziwe igazi lenkosi kodwa baphila impilo enjalo ungahlangani nabo.
Verses akukuhle ukuzibonga kwenu ngeso in Afrikaans.
Julle groot pratery en julle spoggery is nie goed nie.
Dis wat dit is en wat jy is. As jy sonde duld in 'n ander mens se lewe. En hy sê, hy is 'n kind van die Here soos jy is.
Unjalo wena, uskaphisa, uskhukhumala, uma uthi, umntwana kaNkulunkulu bese ke uhlangane nomunye, ophila impilo esigwegwe bese kuhlangane naye.
Esekutani liefdeloos, as ek so iets doen nie, wat sal hulle met my doen? Wat sal hulle met my doen? Wat sal hulle van my sê? Ek moet tog liefde bewys aan hulle.
Bazothini ngami? Ngoba phela kufanele ukuthi ngibavezele uthando.
Hulle sal sê ek is liefdeloos.
Bazothi anginalo uthando.
Wat beteken dit?
Lokho kuchaza ukuthini?
Jy is goddeloos. Jy gaan teen die woord van God. En hoe kan God met jou wees? As jy sy woord nie gehoorsam nie, gaan na daar die persoon, praat mooi met die persoon, sê broer, God duld dit nie. As hy nie luister nie, neem die tweede en sê dit vir hom. As hy nie luister nie, bring hom voor die gemeente. En as die gemeente dit duld, het hulle daar die man, maar nie daar die man wat opgestaan het van die dode.
Kuthi azukuthini lokhu na? Uma usho kanjalo, kuchaza ukuthi awumesabi uNkulunkulu, uphambana nezwi lakhe, futhi ungalindela kanjani ukuthi ngophambana nezwi lakhe ukuthi angaba nawe. Uma ngabe enjalo, yana kuye ukhulume naye, umqondise ngokwezwi lenkosi, uma engakwamukeli, phatha nomunye, noma umlethe phambi kwebandla, uma ibandla likuvumela kunjalo, bangaba naye lo muntu, kodwa ngeke babe nalo ovuka ethuneni.
UJesu vuke kwabafileyo uthi ukuziqhenya kwenu akukuhle ukuzibonga kwenu akukuhle. Nangu umuntu ebandleni ugibithile unesithandwa sakhe ufeba naye ungumzalwane uyahlambalaza ukhuluma kabi kodwa mhlambe wena uzomthatha umise la ashumayele ngoba singabazalwane uwile 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 Ufile, pambana nembalo.
The Lord says your boasting is not good. That person is a swindler. He's a slanderer. He's immoral. And then you take that person and you associate with him and maybe even put him right here in the pulpit to preach. Realize that you have fallen. You have fallen.
Yes, do it. Morse do it. Geestelijk. Daar is son het nog niet opgegaan in jouw leven nie. Jy sien nie dinge in die lig van God nie.
Ufile ngokomoya lelo langa laphakade alikaze liphume empilweni yakho awukaboni izinto ngokukhanya kukaNkulunkulu.
Jy moet jou bekeer. Du musst dich bekeeren.
Pendukani. Kumele ukuba uphenduke.
Fanele usibuyele standardini sakhe.
And return to his standard.
Entweder wir gehorchen oder leben in Ungehorsam. Das ist die Zaubereisünde.
Either we obey or live in disobedience, which is like witchcraft.
Kusho ukuthi ukuyiqhenya kwenu nokuzibonga kwenu akuhle akukuhle nazi ukuthi imvubele encane ibilisa yonke inhlama. Kipan, Chanelan, Gripim Vubelendala, Usugwenzil, Mbongile, Uguzwa, Ugutik Tangi, Aba Vumisi, Bebe Vumisa, Uzagube Utu, Guashesha Epsugu Namtlanje, Bak Etango Pas Twaluf. Kotwangazi Gaguti, Im Vubelendala, Uikipe Yonkena.
Your boasting is not good. The Lord says, don't you realize that a little bit of yeast works through the whole batch of dough? Now, have you swept your life? Have you got rid of that old yeast? I'm very thankful to hear that the night before last, when people were here for counseling, they stopped at 2 o'clock, and then last night, they stopped earlier, only at 12:30. But have you done that?
Noma kukhona bazophindela baye ekhaya, bengakhiphanga. Benga shanelisisanga imvubelendala. Uma ungakwenzi namhlanje uzokwenza nini? Noma uzofela kuyo imvubelo yakho.
Now, are there some that will be going back home, not having cleansed their lives, not having swept it from all this old yeast? If you haven't done it, when are you going to do it? Or are you going to die with that yeast in your life?
Kule text. Oqhawe lethu liqala ngokuthi khona ukudabukisayo phakathi kwenu.
In this passage,
fanele ukuthi sikhale, sidabuke, khunyela inhliziyo, sithi shwele Nkosi, thethelela Nkosi, ngonile phambi kwezulu naphambi kwakho.
In this text, this passage which we've read, our hero starts with these heartbreaking words. Your boasting isn't good, reprimanding us. And that ought to cause us to come to Him, humbling ourselves, saying, Lord, forgive us, have mercy on us. We were disobedient to You.
The sun has come up, is shining brightly. Do you see yourself in this light? Or do you run away from it and hide?
Ilanga, liphumile, likhanya ngamandla. Uyazibona yini impilo yakho ngaloku kukhanya noma uyakubalekela na?
Out! Met isir dir, sir dir. Out! Ngemvubele ndala. Ayiphuma ikhishwe. Chanel, chanel isise kahle.
Out with that old yeast. Get rid of it. Sweep it out.
A pointless belief.
Now the second point.
Ukuthokoza kwalolu suku.
The joy of this day.
Ngokuba nelethu iPasika lihlatshiwe elinguChrist.
For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed.
iPasika lethu iwundlu lethu lahlatshwayo. Elingenaqala, elingenabala, elingenasici, lihlatshiwe. Ngakho ke siyathokoza. Ngoba izono zami ziningi, zihlanziwe, ngithethelelwe, ngihlanziwe ngegazi elinqabileyo likaKristu.
Our Passover lamb, who is without spot or blemish, has been sacrificed, and therefore we rejoice. For our sins, our multitude of sins, have been washed away. They've been cleansed. They've been forgiven because the sacrifice has been made.
We are forgiven and cleansed by that precious blood.
Sihlanziwe, sithethelelwe, ngalelo gazi eligugu.
What said it in Afrikaans? What is precious blood?
Kostbare.
The kostbare blood.
Ngalelo gazi elinqabileyo.
Who promised the kostbare blood?
Kungani ukuba kubiza ukuthi igazi eligugu noma elinqabileyo?
Who promised God this kostbare blood?
Kungani ukuba uNkulunkulu ekubiza ngaleyo ndlela na?
In 1954, while I was in Pretoria, we read a book, The Chemistry of the Blood by Dr. De Haan.
Lapho ngise Pitoli ngo 1954 safunda incwadi eyabhalwa uDokotela De Haan ngokwenze science zegazi.
Where he says, he speaks about the blood, the chemistry of the blood. He says when a child is born, it hasn't got one drop of blood from the mother's veins.
Wathi lapho umntwana ezalwa akanali ngisho neconsele lodwe legazi eliqhamuka kunina.
Has only got the father's blood.
Kodwa unegazi likababa kuphela.
The rest is from the mother. But the blood from the father.
Okunye kungavela kumama kodwa igazi livela kubaba.
Now the father passes on the blood to the child.
Ubaba uyena odlulisela igazi emntwaneni.
The life is in the blood.
Impilo isegazini.
That's why we are all sinners after, just because of our fathers. We were born in sin. We are not sinners because we have sinned. We sin because we are sinners. The blood in us, the blood of our fathers, sinful blood, Adam's blood.
Ikoge si izoni ngoba sizalelwe ezonweni ngoba sifuza obaba bethu ngegazi labo asoni ngoba noma sizoni izoni ngenxa ukuthi siyona ngenxa ukuthi sizoni.
That's why so many South Africans have got something of the Germans in them.
kungakho abaningi balandizwe Africa banakho ukuthiza kwa Germany kubona.
Ons oud president P.V. Botha sê die blanke Suid-Afrikaners 30% van hulle, nie net die Afrikaanssprekendes, die blankes, het Duitse bloed.
Umongameli omdala, P.W. Botha, washo ukuthi ingxenye phakathi kwabantu abayikhulu amashumi amathathu banegazi lama German kwabamhlophe la ningizimu Afrika hayi mabhuno nje kuphela kodwa bonke abamhlophe.
Liewe vrou, as jy jou man nie altyd kan verstaan nie, sal jy dit miskien nou verstaan. Miskien is dit die Duitse goed in hom.
Mama mhlawumbe uma ungamqondi kahlehle ubaba obantwana njalo sizoqonda ukuthi kungani mhlawumbe kungenxa yalelo gazi lama German.
UJesu ke uJesu wazalwa nguMaria.
Jesus was born of Mary.
Wazalwa ngendlela engajwayelekile.
In an unusual way.
Wazalwa abantu bazalwa ngoba kuhlangana owesilisa nowesifazane.
People of children are born into the world because of men and women coming together.
Kodwa uJesu akazalwa kanjalo.
But Jesus wasn't born in that manner.
Umoya ongcwele weza phezu kwakhe uJesu wangena kuye abe kungekho kwesex lapho lutho nikisi.
The Holy Spirit overshadowed her. God's power came upon her. There was no sex involved.
Jesus came down from heaven and miraculously went into her womb with her being a virgin had nothing to do with any sex.
Maria, ube intombi into, akahlangananga nakancane nendoda.
If Jesus would have had an earthly father, he could not have been spotless. He couldn't have been perfect. He would have been a sinner like you and me.
Uma nga uJesu ube nobaba wala emhlabeni ube ngeke akwazi ukuthi angabi nasici ubezoba isoni njengawe nami.
His body was like yours and mine from Mary.
Umzimba wakhe wayefana nowakho nowami ngenxa ka Maria.
But he didn't have human blood. He would have been a sinner like you and me, which he inherited from his fathers.
Kodwa ubengenalo igazi lesintu emathanjeni akhe ubezoba isoni njengathi.
What a mystery. His blood was divine.
Kwimfihlakalo engakanani leyo. Ngoba wayenegazi lobuNkulunkulu.
In telling you that I hope, don't hope that I take pearls and throw them before the swine and the dogs.
Galoko ngethemba ukuthi angathatha maparele ngwalahle phambi kweingulube.
But if you trade on this blood with your feet, you know what you are in for and what you are asking.
Kota uma lelo gazi ulinyathele ngenyawo usuyayibonela ukuthi uzidonsela amanzi ngomsele yini okufunayo ukuthi kwenzeke empilweni yakho.
Lihloniphi igazi lika Jesu ungalinyatheli ngenyawo. Uma walinyathela ngiyakudabukela osazobhekana nakho. Ukufa kwakho kuzoba kubi kunokufa kwabantu bonke.
If you trample it underfoot, I feel sorry for you, for your death will be the worst of all kinds of deaths.
Death of all mankind. Guzobanzi maguwe, lishoni pelelo gazi. Sitengiwe, sibuyisene nonkulunkulu. ngalelo gazi enqabileyo lika Christu elihle elispecially.
We need to honor and respect that blood. It ought to be precious to us, for it is the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wasithenga, wasithenga, ayinge silver negolide, kodwa ngegazi elinqabileyo lika Christu.
He bought us, not with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ.
Kulelo gazi kukhona impilo, impilo kaNkuluNkulu. Uma uhlanzwa ngalelo gazi, usungumntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
In that blood is the life of God. And when you are washed in that blood, you become a child of God.
Uyasindiswa ngalokho.
You are saved through that.
Sine pasika lethu, nathi sine pasika lethu.
We too have our Passover lamb. The Jews had their Passover lambs. They had their Passover lambs.
Passover lamb. Natige sine Passover lamb yetu. Elingu Christ.
We too have our Passover lamb, which is Christ.
Ngithi lokho ke okusithokozisayo jabulisayo kuthi noma uhamba kube ngathi awunyathela iphansi kuthi kube ngathi uhamba emoyeni.
And that is what causes us to rejoice and gives us joy, that when you walk, it's as if you're walking on air.
Ayisibuka abaJuda. Let's look at the Jews. Imnyake ngamakhulu amane begqilazwa besebugqileni eGibhithe phansi kwesandla nesithende sikaFaro.
For 40 years,
400.
400 years, they were oppressed by Pharaoh and the Egyptians.
Enslaved in Egypt. Bakhala, bakhala, bakhala. Beboshiwe ngamageta ngalukhuni.
And they suffered and cried out because of their suffering, being in chains, being enslaved in Egypt. Eventually, God heard their crying out. And God said, I'll save them now. And he came and spoke to Moses.
Ilona lowo ongumIsrayeli wesizwe sikaNkuluNkulu afuni undlu elingenasici elingenabala elinonyaka owodwa elingaguli elipheleleyo ebusuku alihlabe.
And he said to Moses, each Israelite family had to look for a lamb, 1 year old, a male, that is without any defect, and they had to slaughter it that night.
God did many miracles, but everything didn't work till he came with the last blow and hit the devil and Pharaoh and knocked him out.
UNkulunkulu wenza izimanga eziningi ngaleso sikhathi eGibhithe, kodwa akusebenzanga. Why se figa genga loko ogokdinage? Eti says omshayo faro, no satan, ekanda.
That's
what he did.
What he lo na lo agatati unzo. Ebo sugu magutwa sabani. Ilo na lo asabi unzulake. Al sabi unzulake. Atati kazi. Al peken sigeni omnyang. Ngobingelosi eyofika iyohlinya onke bonke abayizibulo eGibhithe ekaFaro kuze kube phansi intombazana esebenze ngathi.
And that night when they were commanded, slaughter that lamb, they all had to do that and slaughter that lamb and take its blood and put it on the doorposts of their doors, because the angel of death was to pass through, and it would come and destroy every firstborn right from Pharaoh's household to the household of the girl working in the garden.
Every firstborn in Egypt will be strangled to death.
And they were told, eat that meat in a hurry.
But he read his steady go.
They had to do it in a hurry, and they said, go. And each of them slaughtered that lamb. They put that blood quickly on the posts of the door. They ate it. They took all their belongings, and they said, now leave Egypt, the land of slavery. And the angel of death came through, and every household it found, where there wasn't blood on the doorpost, it went in, and it strangled the firstborn. And there was great wailing and mourning in Egypt. Whereas the Israelites rejoiced. It was their day of liberation, of freedom, going out of Egypt where they had been enslaved for so many years and oppressed. But in Egypt there was wailing, for everybody had a grave.
Their Passover saved them because of the blood of the Lamb.
Ipasika labo libasindisile ngenxa yegazi lewundlu.
Now we as well have got our Passover. That blood speaks much better than that blood of those lambs. The Lamb of God, the eternal Son of God, God Himself gives His blood to save us out of the slavery of sin and the life in Egypt.
Nathi sine pasika lethu elingcono kakhulu ngokudlulileyo lelo pasika labo ngoba igazi laleli wundlu lethu kuyigazi likaNkuluNkulu qobo lwakhe okusindisa ebugqileni besono.
Because of that lamb that has been slain and that blood that has been applied to our life, you can accept Christ. If you haven't confessed your sin and washed with the blood, you are lost. You will be strangled by that spirit that kills all those Egyptians. But those that have applied the blood, that have come to the cross and have been washed in the blood of Jesus, they rejoice. And God says, again I say to you, rejoice. You can't be forgiven and you don't rejoice. Those that are damned and doomed forever suffer of depressions, etc. But you who have been forgiven, you rejoice, you praise. And when our Lamb was slain, the angels were there. When he arose with the keys in his hand, with that mighty shout of victory, the earth trembled, the earth danced, jumped for joy. Dit was die grootste ding. Doe mensen het opgestaan uit die graf. Rotse, gebreek! die geweldigste ding het gebeur.
Genga, yewundlu lethu elihlatshiwe negazi lakhe elibeciwe ezimpilweni zethu. Ngoba uma uthathe lelo gazi ubhece empilweni yakho, uvume izono zakho, uhlanzwe ilona, kuzofika le ngelosi idlule. Kodwa lapho lingekho lelo gazi, kuzofika le ngelosi lomoya kuhlinye. Lo onganalokho ngokomoya, kodwa umwenakho uyajabula. Ngoba uthethelelwe izono, ikhonke lithi iBhayibheli, thokoze ngokuthokoza okukhulu. Nalapho iNkosi uJesu ivuke ethuneni, kwaba khona izingelosi ngaleso sikhathi, zajabula kakhulu ngoba evukile ephethe izikhiye zesihogo.
As jy nie juig nie, geestelik rondspring nie, die Here nie lof nie, weens ons paaslam. Dan is u of is jy dood, mors dood, so God soos 'n klip.
Uma ungajabuli, ugide, ugxume ngenxa yentokozo, ngephasika lethu, wena ke kusho ukuthi ufile ngokomoya, ufana nedwala elifile.
Ale ulokuvuka Jesu kwanyakazisa uqoqaba lwasezulwini, izingelo zakhanya njengonyazi, zihleli phezu kwedwala, zimbetho kumhlophe qhwa. Nifunaleni ofileyo kwabaphilayo na?
The resurrection of Christ caused the heavenly host to rejoice. They were there, sitting on that rock, with clothes shining like lightning, and asking, why are you seeking the dead, the living, at the dead, where the dead are?
Is dit werklikheid in jou lewe? Hierdie vreugde, dat die man sal vra, vrou, wat het gebeur? Die vrou, man, die kinders, ouers, wat het gebeur? Ouers, kinders, wat het gebeur? Het opgestaan. Ons paaslam het oorwin. Ons sondes is vergewe. Ons is skoon gewas. Witter as sneeu.
Lokho, kuyinto enzekile na empilweni yakho. Kuyinto ekhona ukuthi unayo le njabulo. Ngoba ivukile inkosi. Ushintshile, ishintshile impilo yakho. Kumangale. Ubaba bantwana, umama, abazali, abantwana, bamangale ngenguquko yenzekile, ngoba ukusindisile ezonweni zakho ngokuvuka kwakhe.
Phelile ukuthi uJesu uyidlozi labelungu, umlungu omhlophe, uliJuda. Awu, nonsense. Kulokho singathi fuseka.
En dan kom dit tot een einde. Dat die mense, Jesus is die God van die blankes, of hy is een Jood.
Sê vir hulle, het is nonsens. Ons sê voedsek vir daar die soort goed. Hou na kopo. Hou na kopo. Kusamnyama puke. Ilanga lase mhlabeni phumile. Kodwa wena, usaphukuta usehleli ebumnyameni. Kwaphakade. Kodwa kithina, esiphunyelwe ilanga laphakade. Sibona kuyisimanga okumnandi okuhle kulokhu kukhanya kwakhe.
Dan is hy nog in pikdonker duisternis as hy so dink. But that sun, the eternal sun has come out to bring light, and yet you are still in that darkness. But to us who have seen that light, we rejoice because of it.
Shiyelelo point, let's be lokuthokoza.
Now I'm leaving that second point of rejoicing.
Kubulela lokuqala, dabu.
Remember the first one of grief.
Lesbil togos.
And the second one of joy.
Elestat ukuzingwelisa ukuzihlanza.
And then thirdly, sanctification, holiness.
Verse 8. Njalo ke masigubhe umkhosi kungabi ngemvubele ndala. Kungabi ngemvubelo yokushinga neyobubi, kodwa kube ngesinkwa esingenamvubelo sobuqotho naseqiniso.
Verse 8, therefore let us keep the festival, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with bread without yeast, the bread of sincerity and truth.
Asiyei, uma wena, wazi ukudabuka ngenxa yezono zakho.
As jy bedroef is oor jou sonde,
wazi vuma,
en jy bely jou sonde,
uyathethelelwa, uyathokoza,
dan is jy vergewe, en jy verheug jouself.
Uma uNkulunkulu ethethelela, uyakhohlwa, uyasula, phele.
If you grieve and mourn over your sin, then you confess it and God forgives it, and then you rejoice, and He even forgets that when He forgives.
Then He justifies you, and it is as if you've never sinned before.
Uyakulungisisa kube ngathi awukaze wone phambi kwalokho.
Bese kuthwa kuphake umkhosi kungabi ngemvubelo endala, kungabi ngemvubelo yokushinga neyobubi, kodwa ngesinkwa esingenamvubelo sobuqotho neseqiniso.
And then it says, let us keep the festival, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with the bread without yeast, the bread of sincerity and truth.
Die vrug van hierdie twee punte is heiligmaking. En as daar geen heiligmaking in die lewe is, het die hele ding geen betekenis vir jou nie. Jy's 'n heiden. 'N blanke heiden.
Isithelo salo lamaphuzo mabili kungukuzingcwelisa ukucwengisiswa. Uba kungekho lokhu kuzingcwelisa empilweni yakho, kusho ukuthi konke lokhu kuyizeleza, akuchazile ukuthi kuwe ungumhedeni.
Dit stop nie met die vrugte nie. Nou gaan dit voor met heiligmaking. Al die skinderry, al die dinge wat jy gepraat het agter die rug van 'n mens en naam genoem en hy was nie teenwoordig nie. Jy moet daardie ding regmaak, liewe vriend of vriendin. Maak daardie ding skoon. Jy gaan nêrens kom nie as jy dit nie doen nie.
Akugcini ngokuthokoza, kodwa kuyaqhubekele phambili ekuzingcweliseni. Lapho ke ukhuluma ngabantu, phatha amagama abantu bengekho, kumele ukuthi ubuyele emuva uhambe ulungise lezo zinto.
Don't leave one stone unturned, otherwise you regret it at the end when you've lost your life and precious time, and people have gone in the meantime to hell. They would have been saved because of your witness, as this little black girl told us yesterday.
Ungashiluto ungayihambi ungahambanga lapho ukulungise. Uma kunjalo uzolahlekelwa wena ngokupheleleyo, kulahlekelwe nesikhathi esigugu phakathi nendawo. Abaningi mhlawumbe babheka esihogweni njengoba le ntombazana isitshelile izolo.
Khona umfundisi obeseJalimane obeshumayeza okhokho bethu.
There was a German of old who preached to our forefathers.
Wathi kukhona inkosikazi.
He said there was a woman, a widow,
inengane zine.
We had four children.
Ubekhuthele lo muntu.
She was a very diligent woman.
Benekhaya lakhe.
She had a home.
Nezingane zakhe.
With the children.
Ehleli yedwa nazo.
Living alone with him.
Umfundisi uma efike yomvakashele, afike indlu yakhe ingcolile. Nemkhwintsho yangeviki edlule ayikagezwa, nayisekhona indlu yanuka.
When the minister came there to visit her, he found the home filthy, dirty, even last week's nappy still lying around, stinking.
Kungashaneliwe.
Wasn't swept.
Omhlophe.
With a white person.
Kodwa ubekhuthele eyiphekela ingane ezenza izinto, kodwa ubeyinuku.
She was a diligent, hard-working woman, and she would cook for the children, do a lot of things, but a very unclean person.
Ingane zakhe bezihamba ngamaniki-niki, ngolile ngolile nasekhanda nomzimba notwaye ekhanda.
Her children were dirty in rags with lice on their heads.
Kanti yena futhi ubegqoka nje nje engakamile ekhanda.
And she would also be dressed in a very slothful way and not even having combed herself properly.
Inwele sibheke noma laphi. Ubona ukuthi hey kube ngathubelele esikhotheni.
The hair was pointing in all different directions as if she slept in a bush.
Umfundisi uthi ubengena endlini athi ngizohlala phi. Nayi washing engaayinwanga. Phezu kwecapa ihlalo zonke ezinye ihlalo zimanzi ami azi abuke nje ukuthi kodwa ngihlalaphi.
When he came in he was at a loss as to where he would sit because he looked around and on some of the sofas and chairs there was wet washing, unironed washing, other chairs were or seats were wet, he didn't know where to sit.
Awubekhuthele kodwa einuku.
She was diligent but very unhygienic.
Ubeyijalman.
She was a German.
What he wear must ban ban.
Well, he was a German. And he said, Mrs. So and so.
Ngizohlala.
Where will I sit?
Ijalman phela.
After all, he was a German.
Ngizohlala.
Where should I sit?
Ngibona iitulo zingolile.
I see your chairs are dirty.
Zigcwele impahla yonke indawo ngizohlala. Nazi idwedwe yonke indawo namashiti. Ngizohlala.
Full of stuff all over. Where should I sit?
Ngibona nengane zakho zingcolile.
And I see your children are so dirty.
Nawe qobo lwakho ngesaba nokuthi ngiqhawule ngoba ngibona izandla zakho zingcolile.
And you personally, I'm even afraid to shake your hand to greet you because your hands are dirty.
Wathi kufanele ukuthi uphenduke.
He said you need to repent.
Wahamba umshiya.
And he left her.
Qhubeke lo mfazi ngaleyo ndlela.
And that woman carried on like that.
Hayi. Uyafika nasenkonzweni, uyafika nasesontweni kodwa uyinuku.
And she would still attend church on Sundays, but she carried on living an unclean life.
Izinto endlini yakhe phansi phezulu akashaneli akalungisi nayifake ingubo engayi-ayinanga ikhola limi kahle noma egqoka phezulu la phansi la hayi.
And her home was always topsy turvy, untidy, dirty. She herself in her own appearance was untidy, with the collar one side sticking up, the other side down, and so on.
Okay, we must ban ban.
And he said, Mrs. So-and-so,
ngiyakufunda ngobuso bakho.
I read you from your face.
Ngiyakufunda ngengubo zakho.
I read from your clothing.
Ngiyakufunda ngotwayi wakho sekhanda.
And I read from the lice on your head.
Nengane zakho ezingcolile.
And your dirty children.
Nendlu yakhe nje.
And your home that's so untidy.
Ukuthi awu iyundlu la elahlatshwayo awulazi.
That you don't know the lamb that was slain.
Athi ngibhizi phela mfundisi, ngibhizi ngiyasebenza, anginandoda. Kuyilokhu ngehla ngenyuka nazingane zami ezu-4. Impela umsebenzi umningi kakhulu anginasikhathi uklina indlu yami.
And she said, Pastor, but I'm so busy. I don't have time. You know for yourself, I'm a widow. I've got no husband. I've got to look after these 4 children. I've got so much to do. I just don't get time to tidy up my house. The reason why you don't wash and why you're so dirty is because you hate water. He said you need to get used to water. And he left.
Ngelinye ilanga waqhamuka umasibanibani wafika enkonzweni. But how? Nani mhlolo bo? How?
uye njalo lo engimaziyo ukamile ukezile ikhanda ho ufake lokho elihle ho izandla zakhe ziclean ngaphansi kwenzipho ho kungathi ngamxhawula ke manje.
And then one day she arrived at the service and he was astounded. Is this the same person? Her whole appearance had changed. She was neat, clean, her hair properly combed, she had a decent dress on, her hands were clean, even underneath the nails, and he felt that he could even shake her hand.
Oh, nothing in Ganezak. Oh, chopping ubo. You are she way.
And her children as well. They were clean and tidy, with her clothing washed and white. He said, I'll visit her.
And then
after the service, not long after that, the minister set off to her home to go and visit her. When he got there, the house wasn't smelling badly anymore.
Ihlalo zimikahle zisuliwe ziyakhanya itafula alukho uthuli imbali ezibuniwe azikho kwakhanya konke kwakhanya ukame kahle ugqoke kahle wathi umfundisi kwenze njani la ekhaya.
And he got in there, everything was in its place, the chairs were in their place, it was clean, there wasn't any dust all over the show, and she herself was clean and tidy in her appearance. And he asked, what's happened here?
Wathi baba mfundisi, ngikholele, ngathanga nasikhathi, umsebenzi omningi kakhulu. Kodwa selokhu ngilungisa indaba yami noNkulunkulu, kwakhanya nasendlini. Hawu, ngithethelele, ngathi ngibhizi kakhulu. Kodwa namhla ngisebenza wonke umsebenzi, ngiklina indlu, izitsha kahle, konke ngoba sekwaba u-Osten kimi liphumile ilanga kuyasa. Umfundisi wathi sengaliphuza itiye la, angisawasaba amaphela noshukela onamathele phansi enkomishini. Sengadla manje ngoba ngibona kukhanya. Wathi uJesu wami utshintshile, kwaze kwatshintsha ingubo, kwatshintsha itafula, kwatshintsha indlu, kwashanelwa. Ngani? Ngoba washanela imvubelo endala. Kwangena ukukhanya kwelanga elaphumayo ngalolu suku esilukhumbulayo namhlanje.
And she said, oh, Pastor, forgive me. I excused myself, making excuses, saying I had no time. But when I made my life right with Christ, and I started sanctifying my life, then I started cleaning my house as well. And I had time for that, and I'm doing everything, and I've got more than enough time to do it all. But it was Jesus who changed my life. Easter arrived in her life. This Son, the eternal Son, had risen.
Njengoba ukubona udoda useke, ngashanela inhliziyo yami, ngavuma izono zami, ngaya komakhelwane, ngaya kwabanye, xoleleni, ngithetheleleni, liphumile ilanga, nasibone ekukhanyeni kwakhe.
And she said, even as you see, my house is being swept. I first swept my own heart. I got rid of all that old yeast. I went to my neighbors. I went and I apologized. The sun has risen.
Isithelo sokuphenduka. Isithelo sokuphenduka.
That is the fruit of repentance.
Ingubo zakho ziyakhombisa ukuthi unhloboni. Ukugqoka kwakho kanjalo. Ukukhanya kwendlu yakho kanjalo.
Your clothing, your appearance, your dress, your home, it all shows the fruit, or should show the fruit of repentance.
Yaham, udlu shoklid, lahle paper pants. Ham, ham, plastic pants. I paper elimhlophe pants. ngize ngixolise kubantu baphesheya awekho amaphepha khona kuyakhanya phandle kube ngathi kusendlini ngixolani iqhwa lethu lihle iqhwa lethu lihle belikhithike izulu belikhithike izulu ngovela siyadla phosa phansi but lahla khona lapho hawu hambe hawu kwenze njani naphakathi kunjalo that's what you are like inside akuphume sine pasika lethu elahlatshwayo kwakhanya phakathi uma kukhanya khona uzokhanya phandle uyezwa abhinca lam mbozi ibele lakho ungasidumiseli ngezinqe zakho uNkulunkulu amgqokisa u-Adam no-Eva musa ukuyikhumudla awukabi nalo yini undle elahlatshwayo na
the outside shows what you are like on the inside and I often have to apologize to our overseas visitors and say excuse all the papers lying around that's our snow we had some snow and that's why it looks like that but the outside shows what you are like on the inside therefore you need to clean the inside that the outside will become clean as well
John Bunyan said God doesn't need the outside to see what your heart is like but we need the outside to see what your heart is like.
UBunyan wathi uNkulunkulu akadingi ingaphandle ukubona ingaphakathi lomuntu kodwa thina abantu siyakudinga lokho ngengaphandle sibona ukuthi unjani ngaphakathi.
Sengiyaphetha inkonzi yabamfushane.
Iwashi
alikho mkhohliwe. Alikho.
Was the service short?
Yes, the lipi watch lab.
Well, I don't have a watch. I forgot my watch.
Afikanga uthi baba. Iwashi. Iwashi.
She didn't come to me and say, Father, where's your watch?
Khona manje usuzokhumbuza indoda yakho. Uma ungakufundanga kubaba wakho ke uzomsiza kanjani umyeni wakho.
So they haven't learned from your father how you help your husband.
Okwaqala usuku olukhulu izulu lehlile. Lisemhlabeni ngendaba kaJesu ovele esihogweni nokhiye wesihogo vele kufeni nokhiye welokhozi ngqobile iqhawe lethu.
Our hero has conquered. The angels came down to observe how he came up out of hell with the keys.
Kodwa okudabukisayo sinephasika kodwa sivumela isono nabantu.
But it's heartbreaking that we have our Passover lamb that was sacrificed, but we allow sin in our midst, and we allow people, we bear with people that are sinners in our midst.
Uma sifike esiphambanweni, igazi lika Jesu lomfula uyasihlanza phela insila izinja zezono zethu. Sono sakwa sakwazi ukufumana ngoba uhamba emthonjini wamanzi negazi elaqhumayo ohlangothini lwenkosi yethu iyundlu lethu laphakade.
When you enter into that stream of blood and water which flows from his riven side, then your trail is washed out. The hounds of your sin won't get hold of you. You are rescued.
And those hounds are blood hounds. So yathokoza uthethelelwe.
And you rejoice, for you are forgiven.
Manje isithelo salokho, uyaklina. Awusilona inuku, khanyisa indlu yakho, ungadla ukudla phansi, kuyakhanya.
And the fruit.
Ingwele. Bonakala ubungwele kuwa kukho ukuhleba akukho ukushinga akukho kungabi namusa kufana nezulu.
The fruit of that is sanctification in your life where you get rid of all that which is unclean in your heart, and even outside in your home, it will be seen, where it will be so clean you'll be able to eat from the floor. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, our hearts shout hallelujah. For you have conquered. And we say, death, where is your sting? And hell, where is your victory?
Sono. Nkanuko yenyama, nkanuko yezwe, izwe, kufa, tuna, satane, kupu ngoba kwa kona.
Sin, lust of the flesh, the world, lust of this world, death and hell, where is your death, where is your sting, and where is your victory?
Awukukulo senzele kona Nkosi Jesu.
Oh Lord, great is that which you have done for us. Now we can walk and live with you day by day. When death comes, we do not die. We only fall asleep, close our eyes in this world, to open them in the world. On the other side, we will be with you for all eternity. Great, Lord Jesus, is that work that you have accomplished for us, and we cannot fathom it. Lord, let our lives, being sanctified and holy, now bring glory to your name.
Lord, we
understand that that angel which came down from heaven, sitting on that stone, brilliant like lightning with brilliant white clothes on.
How could it have been otherwise? How can it be different to us?
Futhi kungahluka kanjani kithina?
Amen.